Since we left off last week, we were discussing the special halacha of tzraros. The Gemara tells us that even though based on the regular rules, just as if an animal tramples something, you pay a full damage, so too if it kicks up a stone or something, you should also pay a full damage, because fundamentally, kochu is kegufo dami. Nevertheless, there is a special halacha that teaches us to the contrary. Whether that special halacha is an absolute pure halacha Moshe Mesinai, whether that special halacha is actually based on some kind of a pasuk, kind of a source in Tashuk Sav, is a little bit unclear from the sugya. But the bottom line is it's for sure dimin haTorah that we pask in that chatzin nezek tzuroros is mamon. It's unlike regular. It's for sure unlike knas of shuatam. It's really its own, in a sense, distinct the category of halacha. And it falls under the general heading, although a little bit different, but under the general heading of regel. So in the middle of this discussion, the Rosh introduced to us the principle that takes us way out of the realm just of tzoros per se. And the Rosh develops an idea for us that whenever we're dealing with halacha Moshe Mesinai, which the Rosh held, like Rashi, that this is in fact halacha Moshe Mesinai, the Rosh developed the yesod, we always go l'kula. The halacha Moshe Mesinai are always there to, in a sense, almost like change what the preconceived notion would have been. But that change is always in the direction of leniency rather than in the direction of stringency. And the Rosh said, and that's the reason why when Chazal formulate this halacha of tzraros, they conclude by saying that really kochos kegufo dami, really you should have been chayv nezek shalim, but comes halacha Moshe Sinai and knocks it down to half nezek. One theoretically could have gone the other direction. One could have started with a cup half empty rather than half full. One could have said, really kochos laf kegufo dami, and you really should have paid nothing. And kamash balon, you pay chatzi. So the Gemara doesn't do that. And the Rosh says the reason why the Gemara doesn't do that is because we have this tradition that halacha Moshe Mesinai is always l'kula never l'chumra. To prove his point, so the Rosh jumped to Maseches Sukkah, and the Rosh said, just as we find in Maseches Sukkah, that there is a halacha that you require three walls, but the third wall need not be a complete wall. Shtayim pilchus an shlish tefil tefach. So the Gemara in Sukkah seems to explain that the starting point was three walls based on a series of psukim, basukas, psukim, psukas, three times, etc. So the baseline was three walls. Then we have Asi Hilchasa, there's a halacha Moshe Mesinai that knocks down the wall. And rather than saying you need three and a half walls, rather we teach us you need two and a half walls. So the same way the Chazal came to that conclusion that the halacha in Sukkah is minimizing the amount of walls you need, at the same exact conclusion, this is minimizing the amount of money that you're going to pay. It's really the shittasam, so to speak, this permeating principle of halacha Moshe Mesinai is always going to kula. So at the very end of the shiur last week, we pointed out that this is a very, very questionable opinion of the Rosh, because, as we said last week, according to the Rambam, tzraros is not even halacha Moshe Mesinai to begin with. And number two, that halacha, that the third wall is only a tefach, we're not even sure that's also halacha Moshe Sinai. It's also not clear. The Gemara said, Kiesa Hilchasa. Hilchasa doesn't necessarily automatically mean halacha Moshe Sinai. It may mean some other pasuk, some deraisa, some drasha somewhere. So the Rosh is assuming two things. He's assuming that tzraros is a pure halacha Moshe Sinai, and he's assuming that the third wall of a sukkah being a tefach is a pure halacha Moshe Sinai, and then he's comparing the two. But if either one or both of them are not actually halacha Moshe Sinai, each one is a pasuk, it's his own drasha, there is no such principle as these halacha Moshe Sinai. And obviously, the entire premise of the Rosh is incorrect, and then the entire klal of the Rosh is not going to be correct either. So the Rosh really went out on a limb for this klal that halacha Moshe Sinai is always l'kula, but again, we're not so sure that that is true.
But the Rosh said, the hilcha l'groi ata, right? So is he to find hilcha always?
Well, it would have to be halacha Moshe Sinai, because if hilchos meant like the Rambam that there's a pasuk, so then how could you make such a rule that all halachas are always the kula? That's not true. There are clearly drushas that are the chumra.
But there's a category of hilchos
gemirah. Right. So the Rambam seems to say that hilchos gemirah is not a really new category. Hilchos gemirah really just means it has a tzuas in the drushas, and we don't have the drush right now. We don't remember the drush. We're not sure what the drush is, but according to the Rambam, it's not really a new category of halacha. It's just part of the general rule of darshining psukim. So it would be very hard to develop a klal and say all drushas are l'kula. That would be kind of hard to accept. So who disagrees explicitly with the Rosh? Last week we were guessing that somebody probably disagrees. The Rambam for sure disagrees. We're guessing that maybe other Rishonim disagree. But there is a Tosfos in our sugya that pretty clearly disagrees. And that's if we take a look at the 14th of the Maamar Gamos. So Tosfos on the Gimel Amud Beis, Lepota B'Shusha Rabbah. So this is a throwback to how we got into the sugya in the first place. Why are we talking about tsuraros? Because after many unsuccessful attempts to try to figure out what is the case of toldos lav kayotzi behen. Rav Papa made a statement that most toldos are like the others, but there's every once in a while there's one that's not. And the Gemara tried really, really hard to figure it out, and finally the Gemara came up with tsuraros. So the Gemara says, well, if tsuraros is not like the av, if you only pay chatzin ezek, so why is it called a told of regel? So what characteristics of regel does it have? If you're telling me that it's so different from regel, so then well, why should it be called a told of regel in the first place? So the Gemara came up with two possible reasons why it's a told of regel. One of them was that, well, it's similar to regel in the sense that it's part of Rishus Arabim. So that makes it like regel. That's a similarity to regel, that just as regel is part of Rishus Arabim, so to Tzoros is part of Rishus Arabim. And another possible similarity is, just as regel pays bin ha'aliyah, you don't pay from the animal itself, but rather you pay from your property. This is unlike a short time. An animal gores the first three times, so you pay half damage, only up to the value of the animal that gored itself. So if the ox that did the damage is only worth $100, even though it gored $1,000 worth of damage, you're not going to pay a penny from your estate, you'll pay a penny from your other property. You're only going to pay the $100 up to the value of the animal. So that's what's called paying migufo. So paying minalia means you pay from your property. Paying migufo means you pay only from the value of the davar hamazik. So comes the Gemara and says, tsuraros is similar to regel in this respect, that you pay min ha'aliyah. So we have two categories in halacha that make tsuraros similar to regel. Number one, it's a pata b'shus harabim, just like regel. And number two, it pays min ha'aliyah, just like regel. Right. So
Rashi, when Rashi says the regel mekoch regelhud also, that's the third reason?
No. That's just describing that physically it's like regel. Lamais, it's like regel physically. But
he's not saying because it came from regel.
Right, no, I don't think so. Right. I don't think so. So comes the Gemara and says each one of these is a good enough reason to label it as a told of regel, either because it has the characteristics similar of being part of Rishus Rabim, or it has the characteristics similar of paying min ha'aliyah. So halacha, we have to accept both of these. We assume that both of these characteristics are true, and therefore we have no qualms, we have no hesitations labeling tsuraros as regel. But the Gemara says that Rava wasn't sure about this. The Gemara said back at the Gilim Abayz that when it came to lepotro Rishus Rabim, that Rava bought into. That Rava accepted. For sure, it's part of the Rishus Rabim. To say that it pays ben ha'aliyah, Rava was hesitating. Rava wasn't sure. Now again, lahalacha, we don't follow this. We follow Rav Papa. We follow the conclusion of the Gemara that it has all characteristics of Rega. But Rava was hemming and hawing about this. Some yes, some no. So Tosus asked the question on the 14th of the Rama Kamos, V'yim tomar, amai pshitalei tfei milisham and aliyah. How come when it comes to being exempt in Rishus Rabim, then Rava was on board. Then Rava said, well, it's part of Rishus Rabim, that I agree to. When it came to payment aliyah, I'm not so sure, says Rava. How did Rava know which characteristics of regal to carry over and which not? V'yesh lomar, so those answers. Came into minadin hoi mishalim nezek shalim. V'asi hilchusad lo mishalim elachatzi nezek. Im kein asi hilchusad lo hakav lo lahachmir. Says Tosfos that Rava was of the opinion that tsuraros is in the direction of being makil. The general mahalach, the general talich, the general approach of tsuraros is to be makil. Proof positive. It should have been 100% damage. And now comes the turn and says, Nebuch, you only pay 50% damage. So you see that the mindset of the halach is, let's look for kulos and uchas tsuraros. So therefore, Rava said, when it comes to the kul of Rishus Rabim, that's a kul, that's a leniency, so tsuraros is on board. It's part of Rishus Rabim. When it comes to a chumr of regel, chumr is the payment aliyah is more of a chumr, that's the stringency to pay from your property. So Rava said, not so simple. You see that the mindset of the Torah is more lenient rather than more stringent. So therefore, we have a right to compare tsuraros to regel for the kulas, not for the chumrs. That's Tosa's suggestion again within Rava. Now again, we don't even pass like Rava, but within Rava, Tosa's walking a tightrope. Why Rava accepted certain characteristics of regel and denied others? Now, if you notice, Tosas is saying the reason why we're so makel in tsuraros is because you see that the Torah itself is makel in tsuraros. If the Rush was right, that there's an absolute chuk v'la yavar rule called halakha mashtins are always l'kula, so Tosas should have said it. Why is Tosas dancing around the issue and saying, well, tsuraros happens to be l'kula, and therefore it's probably l'kula here also. Tosas should have said with much more force, it's a silly kasha, says Tosas. It's a ridiculous kasha. It's always the cooler. Everything is the cooler. Finish, end of discussion. So the fact that Tosas did not say that, Tosas said that, well, here it looks like it's the kula because you pay chatzinetz, you hit in here whole story. You get the impression that Tosfos does not buy into that rule of the Rosh. So that rule of the Rosh, that all halacha sins are always the kula, very, very questionable, very, very shaky. Not at all simple, but again, the Rosh did subscribe to it, both in Maseches Bava Kamma, as well as in Maseches Sukkah. And I think we're correct that the Rambam does not buy into it in either place. I think we're also correct that Tosfos doesn't buy into it either. So it's a machlokes that we've shown him. Is there this absolute klal called Safek Lekula, or not necessarily do all lachos sinais automatically go Lekula? Sometimes they do, like Tzoraras, but sometimes they don't, and each one has to be assessed on its own merits. Okay, so that was all the Shirayim of the last year, so ready to start the new sugya.